This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 273, Intentional Relationships and You Should See My Car by Colin Wright with TheMinimalist.com. And I'm your host, Joss Marie, here to try and bring you some of the best relationship content out there every Monday through Friday. I cover content about friendships, dating, breakups, marriage, you name it. And today, I've actually got two shorter posts from the Minimalist website, so let's get right to them and start optimizing your life. Intentional Relationships by Colin Wright with TheMinimalist.com. Our relationship with food is complicated. You can get by without paying attention to food and its influence on your life, but those who do recognize the effect their diet has on every other aspect of their lives and who act upon that knowledge tend to be more fulfilled on multiple levels. We can optimize our intake for vitamins and raw materials, ingesting our daily regimen in the form of sludge and pills, like survivors in a dystopian future who will take what they can get. Or we can magnify our enjoyment of our meals, homing in on the flavors that tantalize our tongues and flood us with pleasure chemicals, dismissing completely the health-related repercussions involved, because, after all, you only live once. We can also ignore what we eat completely, buying whatever's cheap, whatever's nearby, whatever's in the most brightly colored packages. We can pile a random assortment of things onto our plates and shovel it into our mouths, our minds never focused on the act, a little bit irritated that we have to take the time to do even that much. An intentional diet is different. It strikes a balance between the two extremes in that first example. It allows us to experience pleasure through the act of eating, while also enjoying the long-term benefits of healthy consumption. Unlike the second example, being conscious of what we eat reshapes something that could be a passive, drudgerous activity and makes it engaging, makes it worthwhile. It makes it something we look forward to and something we improve over time. Like our relationships with food, our relationships with other human beings can be complicated. We can optimize these relationships, reading self-help books and reducing the exercise to a math equation with numbers to carry and symbols to draw, all of them cloaking the complexity of something that's difficult to explain in formulae and numerals. We can hurl ourselves into the experience of knowing someone, perhaps quite intimately, without understanding how the process works or what exactly we're feeling in the first place. Enjoying the moment, but never exploring how we interact with others beyond those moments. We can also ignore our relationships, accepting that they are a necessary component of our lives to some degree, but never investigating to see what role these connections might play in our happiness, our education, our personalities, our growth, our stability. Intentionality means paying attention. It means doing things on purpose, not passively, not reflexively, not because we have to. Doing something with the intention of getting as much out of it as possible, whatever that happens to mean in context. With food, it means ensuring you're eating well, in the sense that you're intaking what your body needs, you're enjoying the process of eating rather than considering it a torturous undertaking, and you're eating in a way that's sustainable, not overusing resources, not eating too much or too little, not making it the only thing in your life, not relegating it to the role of a background character on your personal stage, a balanced relationship. With people, intentionality is similar. It means striking a balance that's both sustainable and enjoyable. It means bringing other people into your life in a way that's healthy, not codependent, but not isolating. Not trying to trick the system with gimmicks and acts, but not ignoring how you might improve your approach to meeting and interacting with others either. Improving your connections, yes, but doing so based on strict instructions offered by someone with different needs and goals, no. Every relationship is different, as is every single person's needs. Some people opt for a more traditional, archetypal arrangement, whatever that might mean for the culture in which they were raised, while others aim for something slightly off-center. Still, others prefer something so different from the norm that their model doesn't have a name yet. Whatever the case may be for you, consider how your relationships might be more intentional, more customized for you and your needs. And then act upon that knowledge. Because although it's wonderful to intend to be intentional, wanting to improve upon something is only putting on your shoes. At some point, you must step out the door and walk toward the goal you've identified. You Should See My Car by Colin Wright with TheMinimalist.com. There's a guy everyone knows. Let's call him Car Guy. Hi, Car Guy. Car Guy is the guy who has a great car. The thing is really slick. He's been working on it for years. Rims bigger than his neighbor's rims, a big old fin on the back, a massive muffler that makes it really loud, annoying everyone for miles, but it sounds heavenly to Car Guy. The thing I've always wondered about Car Guy is this. When he's not with his car, who is he? He's invested everything of himself into a thing, so what's left when that thing isn't around? Car Guy goes on a date, and what does he say? You should see my car? Until then, he does his best to pass the time, just a regular guy. It was about 8 years ago that I decided I never wanted to be just a guy, a superhero with all kinds of fancy equipment but no powers, and all my gear just out of reach. Instead, I wanted to be the gear. A car guy without a car is just a guy, but a guy who is an awesome guy is always an awesome guy, no matter what he's driving, where he is, or what kind of date he's on. He has superpowers, not a losable, breakable, stealable, unwearable on dates utility belt. You shouldn't depend on something else to make you whole. You shouldn't be defined by your car, your online avatar, your fancy clothes, or your slick new gadget. You should, solo and naked in the woods, be just as epic and impressive as you are fully tricked out with all the accoutrements of modern society. And you do this by learning, by taking in new knowledge and becoming more self-aware. Over time, you become more confident, and over more time, you start to define your personal philosophy and a strong set of ethics. These are the things that make someone epic in any situation. A car is just a tool, and any tool works better in the hands of someone who sees it as an accessory to their life, not as a necessary component of making them whole. You just listened to the post titled Intentional Relationships and You Should See My Car by Colin Wright with TheMinimalist.com. Colin is an author, entrepreneur, and minimalist who's actually a guest author on the Minimalist website. He has his own blog that you can check out right at exilelifestyle.com if you'd like. Thanks to Justin and Lee for continuing to select new authors for the show. I'm loving the variety and hope you are too. Remember, you can let us know if you have any ideas for authors or blogs too. Just let us know right at oldpodcast.com. But for now, let's call it a day and wrap up the show. Thanks for coming by, and I'll see you again tomorrow with a post from Leo Babauta, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.